Station Hardline në rifin studio masi kina shiu kong and everything dhe shkojmë të ky kantautori shumë i ri në moshë, very talented, që jeton në Kanada dhe kanë zer 4 albume, do të jetë në intervjis live në WhatsApp mas pak minutash këtu në studio, por për momentin shkojmë të publikimi i tij më i fundit që doli para 3 javëve. Jam shumë i sigurt që do ta pëlqeni shumë titullin Come Around Again. Dhe emri i tij është shumë interesant, kam përshtypjen Lyric Dubby është emri i tij. Do ta pyesim për emrin edhe për gjëra të tjera në vazhdim, ndërsa për momentin ne shkojmë të hiti i tij më i ri që titullohet Come Around Again.
And making her my queen. Set your mind on fire, 'cause you're my design, baby. I'm designed.
Muaj dhjetor ka rezervuar një surprizë për të gjithë.
Nxitoni për të kapur ofertat Maramëndësa. Brunes po organizon bazar. Në çdo dyqan Brunes përfiton 77% ulje.
Përfito pllaka 2.39 euro, hidrosanitare 89 euro, kuzhina me elektroshtëpiaket 1390 euro, krevat 179 euro, divan 380 euro dhe një gamë madhe ofertash të tjera.
Ej, nuk mbaron me kaq.
Brunes ofron arredim total të shtëpisë me asistencën e arkitektëve falas për vetëm 2.990 euro, si dhe një dyshek dhurat.
Wow, super oferta!
Po po, kjo është dhurata jon për këtë fund vit. Brunes, festoni me ne! Merry Christmas!
Udhëtimi zë një pjesë të rëndësishme të biznesit tuaj. Prandaj ju duhet të zgjidhni alternativën më komode. Adria, home above the clouds. Travel.
thing about hope and the thing about me is we keep on keeping on when life gets hard. You gotta have strength and you gotta have pride. Gotta keep faith when they're telling you lies. You gotta keep on keeping on when life gets hard. Sunrise, new beginnings will come. So keep on keeping on when life gets hard. You wanna find truth and you wanna be free. You wanna see change and you gotta believe. You gotta keep on keeping on when life.
Këto momente jeni on air në 104.6 FM dhe pëshujem Young and Restless prej Lyric Dobby, cili është një artist kanadez me diso albume, koncert, 4 albume. Dhe unë e kam li telefonike për momentin. Hey Lyric, how is it going, man?
Doing good, man, how are you?
I'm doing great, dude. It's a great pleasure to have you in my studio to talk about your music and your fabulous career. I mean, you seem very young. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old. Thank
wow.
you so much for having me on the station, by the way.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, man. You're 20 years old. Lyric është 20 vjeç dhe ka 4 albume, është artist me origjinë prej Ontario, Canada. Dhe para pak minutash është luajtur një për hiteve tije me titullin Come Around Again, i cili ishte një hit që u publiku para pak javë, për ju që sapo keni hap radio në lini on air në 104.6 FM. Ndërsa kjo tjetra ishte Young and Restless. So, tani më duhet ta pyes për emrin, sepse emri duket i çuditshëm, por është shumë interesant. Hey buddy, tell me the story of your name. I've never met or talked to anybody with the name Lyric. What's its story?
No, of course. Both my parents love music. Now they're musicians, but they like different names and didn't want something very traditional. So my father's last name is Doobie, and my full name is Lyric Freedom Doobie. And
oh.
They wanted to choose Freedom as a middle name because my dad has a bunch of the typical, you know, middle names, Johns, James, Dave, you name it. And he said, no, everyone in the family has to be named after certain saints or relatives. And they said, no, he needs to have the freedom to do what he wants to do and be who he wants to be. So it's Lyric Freedom Doobie.
Okay,
and that's how that came along.
Emri t'i ash Lyric Freedom Doobie, sepse edhe printet i janë fansat të muzikës edhe Amerikan kanë edhe një middle name, kanë edhe një emër të mesëm. Nërsa unë po ashte fazja ti në Facebook që të të sektori about it, që kishtë dhe marë shumë të shmime, që unë duke disa shumë e jashtë zakonshme për një djallë që djetë 20 vjetës. Hey buddy, I'm talking to my listeners, which are, I think, the most fantabulous ones in the country because they love rock and roll, and not everybody loves rock and roll. And I'm talking to them about your prizes. What I saw on your Facebook page is that you received many prizes. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's been very fortunate and very happy to be where I am today.
You know, a few days ago I read an article about Bruce Dickinson, you know, the Iron Maiden singer.
Of course.
And he was talking about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he said that even if I do not get inducted with the band, I don't really care. And that kind of declaration I've heard from Kiss and from a lot of these rock stars. So that reminded me today while I was getting ready the program to be transmitted on air. I was thinking about you and your prizes. I mean, probably you do not care much about the prizes, although they're part of a big valuation. But tell me and tell the listeners, what's your favorite prize so far?
Well, the prizes are a huge honor, and like you said, it's not something that's the number one thing on my mind. Probably one of the most important prizes to me would be when I was awarded the Best Young Songwriter in Barrie, which is my hometown. It was one of my first awards, and I was very honored to be recognized by my local community. I was probably only about 12 at the time, and I think that was the first thing that kind of really gave me a big boost of confidence as a young artist, especially playing rock in such a pop-dominated world.
Okay, të pyrin e pare ka marrë të vendlinja ti dhe kjo i dhe alështus që ti ishte ale ma shumë aktiv, ale ma shumë energjik të muzika që, by the way, duhet thënë që është shumë rall, shumë bugur për një dializet vjetës në këto vide që ne jetojmë që të bëjnë një muzikë rock and roll të ati loj që bën lyric. Hey buddy, I gotta ask you about your tour now. Are you on tour for the moment?
Not at the moment. I'm still finishing up the last of the album, going through the finishing mixing touches, producing things, and we're hoping to plan a tour in the spring and summer. It's still underway and everything's being decided, mm-hmm. but we're looking at a few different options, including China. We might do one across Canada again, but this time go to the West Coast in BC. So like I said, things are still in the woodworks, but I'll be sure to follow my social medias and I'll be posting soon.
China, that's pretty interesting. I mean, from Canada to China?
Oh yeah, I did China and Japan back in, I believe it was 2015. Had an absolutely fantastic time. It was a great tour. We had 14 shows in 15 days, different city every night.
Mm-hmm. Lyric thot që do të kanë rëndësi të shkojnë në Kinë në pranverë në verën e vitit që vjen, ndërsa fletull për 14 shfaqje që ka pas në Japoni dhe publiku japonez. Siç edhe dini ju prej, qysh prej kohës së Deep Purple të Made in Japan, edhe shumë shumë grupe të tjera në Budokan, është një prej vendeve ku ka luajtur shumë grupe me Cheap Trick e me shumë shumë të tjerë. Është një vend shumë i kpritur Japonia për sa i përket skenës rock and roll dhe dubby. Sa po konfirmoj faktin që kishte pas një kohë super fantastike në Japoni. I'm talking to the fans and I'm saying that it probably was a privilege for you to be in Japan, right?
Oh, very much so. I had an absolutely fantastic time.
Because a lot of rock and roll stars were in Japan since the Deep Purple time, since Made in Japan in the early 70s, right?
Of course, Japan actually still does have quite a fantastic rock scene and live music scene in general. The community is extremely into it, and they're very supportive of other artists. And it's great to be another artist going there and getting to meet them all and meet the fans and meet the culture. It was, like I said, a wonderful experience.
What was the thing that impressed you the most when you were there?
This may sound strange, but Tokyo is by far the cleanest city I've ever been to. The people are so polite, mm-hmm. and everything about it just was absolutely fantastic. There's nothing else I can really say other than I enjoyed my experience, and it was it reminded me of home in a way. Honestly, everyone was super nice, super friendly. You know what they say about Canadians, it was like being in Canada that spoke a different language.
Okay, that was interesting. I mean, I've met people from Tokyo, but I never asked them about how clean their city was, but here you are telling about how fantastic and clean Tokyo is. Now, before we started the interview, I played on air two songs from the ones that you sent me. One is Come Around Again, which is going to be part of the album that is going to be released in 2019, right? That's what you told me.
Yep. Actually, Come Around Again was just released on the 5th of November, which is we've been having great traction with that. Mm-hmm. And it was going fantastically. It actually ended up being one of the main, before it was released, we played it on tour. And we closed out all our shows with it, with the last tour I did, which was in Halifax. So, fantastic.
How did the audience react to Come Around Again, since it was a new one?
Very well, actually. Come Around Again seems to always be the song that gets people up off their chairs or up on the dance floor and jumping around. It's a party tune, that's what I can say about it.
It's a party tune, thought Lyric për Come Around Against You, Against You, në fund të orës parë të Travel Rock në 104.6 FM. Edhe njerëzit këtejnë, thot kjo Elvisin, edhe gjithmonë në rikam mëllë koncertet e turit fundit me Come Around Again. Pundu të apës për historinë e kongës. What's the story of the lyrics of Come Around Again?
Come Around Again was kind of originally based around a melody, actually, before the lyrics came along, and we wanted something that was spoke to the edge of the song and the danger of the song, and you hear us talking about that, and we're referencing a person in it to of which the music would be describing. So I saw Blind Legs of Crime are the two thought lines that really kind of got me. It's about freedom and expression and really just the edge of living in, like I said, it's the party song, living in the party, having a good time.
Living the party, kjo ishte përmbledhja. Come Around Again, ndërsa kanga tjetër që u lut para se ne të fillojmë bisedën nëpërmjet telefonit ishte Young and Restless, edhe mua personalisht më kujtohen ato hitet e viteve 80s, 90s, maybe a little more prepared up for many Spread Eagle, Every Mother's Nightmare, shumë shumë grupe tjera që kanë bërë ato këngë revolucionare me Love Hate, me shumë shumë tjerë që janë luajtur dhe luhen prap në travel rock, edhe më duket sigurisht është pjesë e një festivali, Young and Restless, and wow like this. So do ta pyes lyric edhe për historinë e kësaj këngës tjetër e cila mund duket thjesht në pamjet par, por është një, edhe kjo duhet jetë i parti t'ju në përsa ko që të rëmben që është fillim dhe t'ja bajt energjin që vetëm rinja ako. I'm talking about Young and Restless now.
Right on.
I like the title very much, man. It makes me feel like I'm 17 or 20 again. Like, it's not that I'm old. I mean, like, in my mind, I'm still 5 years old. But I really, really enjoyed that one because it's capturing, you know, it's like written for the youth people. Am I right?
100%. It's not just written for the youth. I think it's written for everyone that has the youth in them. It's a state of mind, really and truly. And it's another one of those songs that's just a feel good and enjoy life and just remember where you are. You're never too old to have fun. Everyone's young and restless at some point, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But nowadays we don't have these kind of songs that much, especially from 20-year-old people, because they're all focused in cell phones and stuff like that. And I think you know what I'm saying. So when I see something like that, I'm like, yeah, I want to go and see this guy live in the concert. I'm serious, dude. And I really hope that you can talk to your agents, your booking agents, and probably come for a tour, short or long one, in Europe.
That would be absolutely fantastic. It's been on my bucket list for a while.
Oh, so you want to come to Europe. Okay, great. Have you ever been here?
Oh, most certainly, yeah. Yeah, I have been to Europe, actually. I took a month and a half off school and backpacked Europe when I was younger. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. Oh, Europe okay. is, like I said, there's no other way to put it than an experience. It's something I think everyone should have the opportunity and gift to live through and explore.
Okay, now I'm going to take it as a compliment for my continent. So I really like what you said about Europe, and it is true. I mean, like, everybody should visit it because it's got a lot of stories told and untold. And now I'm gonna play like 1 minute or 1 minute and a half for listeners. Për ju të vini për hitëve tjera të lyric tabi me titullin Nothing to Say, është më pak ritmika, është kind of ballad, është shumë e bukur. Edhe ta pyesim as pak edhe për historinë e kësaj këngës, ndërsa të bëjmë pak sa pushim edhe shkojmë me lyric tabi Nothing to Say. Hey buddy, I'm gonna play one song of yours now on air called Nothing to Say. Is that all right?
That's fantastic.
And we will be back to talk together in like 1 minute and a half.
Beautiful.
Sometimes I can sail across the great divide. I hold you in my arms and catch the wind and ride. Then I open up my eyes. Take a look around. Flying out the door, I'm rooted to the ground. There's nothing I can't say. Yeah.
to the floor. If I could lift this up to where
nothing to say, Nari. Këtë në studio për të vazhdu intervjistën me Lyric Dubby. Hey, buddy, you still there?
Oh, of course I am, man.
Of course you are. So, when I hear ballads, the first thing that comes through my mind is a ballad is always gotta be a love story. Is this one a love story?
Somewhat. It was when I was in the studio recording this song, I was in Los Angeles recording with Chris, a name born here. You may know him from his other work with bands like Aerosmith and The Fray.
Okay.
And I often, when this happens and I'm writing more than one song at one time, the songs kind of cross over. And so, in a way, it most certainly is a love song. Another thing to say is really, it's a song that plays on the emotions, I find. And again, it's written in the music of the song and the melodies. And there's nothing I can say. It's written on your face. I think it speaks for itself. So it is very much so a love song, if not to a person, then a love song in general to myself.
Oh.
It's a very, like I said, a very emotional thing.
Very, very. I hear the guitar chords when you play that, man. It's really catchy, this one too, and it still reminds me of the classics, you know, like Bon Jovi, Skid Row, stuff like that, Guns N' Roses. And
right on.
Yeah, man, it's got similarities. Not that you're trying to sample them, but it's got similarities that I don't know. I get the word in Albanian, but I don't have the word in English now. It gets through the soul of somebody who listens to this, especially somebody who has fallen in love. So, speaking of ballads, what reaction do you get from the public when they hear you sing ballads? After they hear you sing Come Around Again or Young and Restless, do they like ballads?
Very much so. I think it's a very necessary thing to break up a set, especially when you're playing live.
Mm-hmm.
And an album, of course. As much as I do love the IMG songs and the jumping around, the whole rock star vibe of that, those kind of tunes,
right,
off, I feel like that dynamic range is, like I said, it's very, very much so required in the set. So usually I get a very good reception if I'm doing, maybe if I have a, say, an hour to an hour and a half long set, if I throw in three, maybe four max ballads, it goes over very well. It gives the listeners a time to, depending on the song, either really get into it, dance, or get a drink. It's a great downtime in the set, and it's well needed, especially in a song that progresses and grows like Nothing to Say. As you'll hear at the beginning, it starts off with just the acoustics and then eventually builds up towards the peak of the song. So it's like I said, it's probably one of the biggest parts of the show. You can have the best high energy songs in the world, but if you don't break them up in the middle, if people are just going to get confused over time. You hear the same thing too much and it gets to you.
I totally agree. Lyric thot që baladat janë një pjesë shumë e rëndësishme e setit muzikor, dhe sado që ti jesh energjik kur luhet muzika, dhe sado që këngët janë të forta, vjen një moment ku duhet të bëhet edhe pushim për sa i përket tonalitetit, edhe të jetë edhe balada ose baladat përfshimet e setit muzikor në mënyrë që njerëzit edhe të shprehin emocionet në një formë tjetër, jo vetëm nëpërmjet headbanging ose formave tjera që janë shumë energjike, por edhe nëpërmjet baladave, edhe ky e lun edhe këtë Nothing to Say, po edhe këngë tjera i lunë për performanset e tia live. Nërsa në këto moment të të pysh për jetën on the road, sepse ne dim shumë mirë që life on the road për Amerikanë, dhe vetëm për Amerikanë, për shumë muzikantë, dhe maybe për shumë njerëz, është shumë e bukur, sepse është full of surprises dhe full of variation. Buddy, I know that you tour a lot. I mean, for your age, I'm pretty sure that you tour more than a lot. So, Is there any moment when the life on the road becomes unbearable to you?
To be honest, no. I'm actually very comfortable with being on. Honestly, I find the unbearable part happens after tour. It's like the, it's like going through a withdrawal. You're so used to moving and waking up in a different city, and when you wake up and you're in the same place you went to bed, you're a little confused. You're disoriented. It's a big adjustment to go back, and I find very much so. If I'm home for longer than 6 months, I get angsty. I don't want to stay in the same spot. I miss moving and traveling and going places. So. Personally, no, it's very common for other musicians, and it really just depends on the person, but I'm very fortunate to be the kind of person that likes to travel, doesn't mind waking up in a different city every day, and really loves it.
Okay, Lyric thot që ma zgjesht mujve dhe një vend dhe në fillenim ka për angë, thot dhe du që t'jem tonë kohen tur, edhe du që t'jem levizje, dhe të shofë shumë shumë qytetë, dhe të takoj publik prej vendeve dërshme, njërë që t'marë dhe reagime dërshme, për muzikën që këllun edhe jo vedëm. Which was the most fantastic concert so far, man?
It's been a cross between a few. I've had a fantastic show in Japan, my prime showcase for the Canadian consulate, or the Japanese consulate as well. We had another amazing show going through China when we played the duo. Obviously, I can't fail to mention, I went on tour with Kai Stewart opening for the Go-Go's, and we played Greek, which was absolutely phenomenal. But I've got to say, one of the best ones, honestly, I wasn't even playing my own music. I was there as a guest guitar player, and I got to play Massey Hall. And for those of you who don't know Toronto, Massey Hall is one of those venues that every famous artist who's ever come through Toronto has played Massey Hall. It's that one special venue. Getting to play that show there had to be probably one of the coolest performances I've ever done, just for the fact of I was standing on a stage with so many famous musicians and so many of my idols have stood there and played their songs. So what a wonderful experience it was.
Kjo nuk ka vetëm një koncert preferum, ka disa, ku përmend një shfaqje në Bonilla, një në Massey Hall në Toronto, ku thot që disa për idhujve të mi muzikore dhe shumë artista tjerë të famshëm ishin aty, para se unë të luja dhe kur isha special guitarist, ishte një mega emocion që t'isha pjesë ati vendit, ku në kam pa idhujt e mi muzikore ma për para se t'ishin pjesë e koncertëve aty. Now I got another question for you. You know, like when we talk about genres, hard, thrash, speed, heavy, blah blah, we hear a lot of them, but we hear a lot of them almost every day, and I never heard a genre called revolution rock. What's that?
So revolution rock was something I came up with some time ago. Mm-hmm. And it stems from my background as a guitar player primarily, and I later picked up vocals shortly after I started playing. I study classical and jazz by trade. That's what I do. I'm a classical guitarist who plays jazz, and I also enjoy blues and rock. And since I started playing more of my music and writing my own, I took heavy influence from a lot of even prog bands and jazz bands, which are not necessarily genres that go together, along with blues and country. And the array spreads. So when someone asks what genre you say, well, you know, I can't very well go up to every time someone asks me that question and say, yeah, I'm a rock guy, but I also play jazz and classical, but funk's my thing, but I also like R&B and alternative rock space. So it just goes on forever and ever. And I said, you know what? There's no genre classification for my sound. And so revolution rock became a thing, and it stemmed off from there. And it's really what I've used to define myself and my music.
Well, I like that very much. Lyric on një stil vetë muzikor, një genre që i thot revolution rock, edhe unë e pyta si kam thënë revolution rock, sepse revolution rock është një term për genret muzikore që nuk e kena ndesh më përpara. Edhe ky më thot që unë jam një gitarist klasik i cili luaj jazz, po pëlqej edhe R&B, edhe kur i prezantohem njerëzve janë shumë genre muzikore që mbin ndërmend, edhe pavarësisht se ku klasifikohem si rock guy, pëlqimi për genret e tjera është kaq i madh sa që nuk duhet që të kategorizohem si vetëm rocker, edhe prandaj tha merr ndërmend bashkimi fjalë për revolution rock. Edhe here he is now me revolution rock. Por para se t'i thojmë mirupashim, dhe para se t'shpresojmë që ta mirpresim prapë në studio në 104.6 FM Lyric Dubby, unë du t'luj një këngë tjetër. Por para se t'shkojmë atje, ta pyes për historinë e këngës, titullohet Cheap Wine and Roses. Why is it called cheap wine, man? Why not expensive wine?
Well, there's this song based around this one actually is very much so a love story. It talks about two people and it's saying the only thing you need in life is each other. It's not all these fancy things. It's not all the money. It's, you know, so what?
I agree.
What can what kind of message is sent when the difference is, oh, you know, I can come in with a $400 bottle of wine and the most expensive roses, or I can walk in and say, here's some cheap wine and roses, and it's all I have, and I'm here putting everything out on your doorstep, and here, leave it. And that's kind of the vibe and the driving thing behind the song. Also, the line cheap wine and roses was something that always just kind of stuck with me, that I had said myself. A lot of my songs are have come off of little sayings or lines that I've come up with or written in other songs. I do this a lot. I take apart my own work and remove it into something else. So Cheap Wine and Roses was one I had around for a while, and the idea based around that line.
Okay, so this is going to be one favorite song for the girls, right?
Hopefully, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that the listeners, and including myself, are going to have fun, of course, but I'm going to be very focused on the lyrics of this one, because I really want to get into that. And right now we're about to close our interview and go with Cheap Wine and Roses. But before I do that, I really, really got to thank you for taking your time, because I know that it's not a cliche, but I know that you're busy because you're planning the next album and you're planning the touring, and you found the time. And it's been a great pleasure talking to you via telephone, talking to a Canadian artist. My first time that I talked to a Canadian artist in my program, and it's really fantastic, man. It has gone pretty well.
Fantastic. Once again, I couldn't thank you enough for having me on the show. It's people like you who keep the music world going around.
Oh, thanks a lot, dude. And it's people like you who we hopefully hope to see somewhere in Europe. Why not in Albania? I mean, like, I know that there are people here who are thirsty for new rock sounds that remind them of the old ones, but that are completely original and without copying anybody. So why not bring a new wave of rock here? But we're going to talk about that in the future as well, and hopefully you can come to Europe again, not only for a touristic tour, but also for a music tour.
Most certainly. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to see you too, man. So it was a great pleasure. Now I'm going to play your song, and Dodina Prabhashk Mas Pak Minutash. It's all made this going to be Cheap Wine and Roses, Pray Lyric Dubby.
Just me and you, spread out on the grass. The blanket is red. You would look up and smile as I said, cheap wine and roses, the happiness in life. It's easy if you look for it, easy to feel alive. Oh, you don't need lots of money, just so unlike me. At first, straight up to the misery. Oh, I know you have a good heart, so let me get the thread. Sew it up until you smile. It reminds you when I